Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Yud Tes. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, on the second line, with the words, Mochra Lezeh. The Gemara brings a Baisa, Mochra Lezeh, Vekidshe Lezeh, Sichek Ha'av Ba'odoin, Divi Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a man sold his daughter to one man and accepted Kiddushin from another man, he's tricked the master, and she's married to the second man. And this ruling would follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion we learned earlier, that a master gives money for the designation only at the end, and therefore it's possible for another man to betroth her in the meanwhile. The Chachamim say no, he's not tricked the master, and the master may perform yud later if he still wishes. Why? Because if he said, behold, you're betrothed to me after 30 days, and therefore, in our case of sale as well, it's as if he'd said to her that she should be designated in yud after 30 days, and therefore another man could betroth her in the meanwhile. And explaining here Rabbi Yosi, but if he said, behold, you're betrothed to me after 30 days, and another man betrothed her within those 30 days, is she not betrothed to the second one after the 30 days? And the Chachamim say, Ma'achshav la'achash toshim yoim, it's as if he specified from now in the case of Yehud. And the explanation is, Ilu ahoyme le'isha hawe mukadeshus li me'achshav la'achash toshim yoim, uva'ache ve'kid shebaseich toshim yoim, shema'enu mukadeshus l'shneihem mikvar l'kashiyotzeh. If you would say, behold, you're betrothed to me from now in 30 days, if someone else came to be Mekadesha during those 30 days, would she not be betrothed to both of them out of doubt? And here also in the case of Yehud, she is betrothed from the time that her father sold her to her master, as soon as her master will later say that he wishes to perform Yehud. Hakol moedim shemesia shesiche ka'av ba'od. And they all agree that if the father accepted Kiddushin from another man, he's tricked the master and she's betrothed to the other man. We continue now on Yudim Abbas at the top, at the end of the first line. La'ama, the Pasuk says, in Shmois, Chof Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, the Baisa tells us, according to Rabbi Meir, the Pasuk says, La'ama bulvad, melamishu moicholoi, umasne imoi, amanashla yuale, yudim, divi Rabbi Meir. Meir tells us that if a man will sell his daughter as a maidservant, and we learn from that only as a maidservant, we can learn from here that a father is able to sell her on condition that the master does not perform yud with her. The Chacham Moim and the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Meir, and they say, Le'asa klum, shehisna mashikasa b'teira, p'chamasna shemashikasa b'teira, tanya batal. The condition is not binding because it contradicts the Torah, and therefore the master is still able to perform yud if he wishes. The Gemara asks, V'leis Rabbi Meir, k'lamasna mashikasa b'teira, tanya batal? Does Meir not agree to this principle that if you make a condition that goes against the Torah, we can ignore the condition? And the answer is, Isle Tanai Eshiloi Lakaimai Besoifoi Vizesh Eshiloi Lakaimai Besoifoi. He does agree though, but since it will not be an active transgression to fulfill the condition and refrain from yield, that's why the condition is valid. We only say that when a person actively does an Issa, breaking the condition, do we say that the condition is invalid. But over here, he will just refrain from performing yield. That act of refraining is not considered breaking the Torah. The Gemara asks, do the Chacham not agree with this concept? And the Gemara answers, Islihu Tanai Mamon Vizeh Tanai Gufu. They apply this concept, but only in cases of monetary dinim, but not in cases that affect the person physically. Ask the Gemara, V'atanya, don't we have a Baisa that teaches, Noisuhu Adam Isha Umasna Ima Amnash Lo Yeheyala La Alav Lo Sheh Lo Kusus V'lo Oina. The person may marry and make a stipulation that she has no claim against him of Sheh Kusus V'lo Oina, the three basic requirements a man is obligated to his wife, food, clothing, and marital relations. Nicha Sheh V'Kusus V'lo Oina Lo Tanei Gufu. We understand food and clothing that they're commandatory claims. What about the case of marital relations? How can he make a condition in that case? And the Gemara answers, Amr b'chia ba'ada tipate b'katana. The answer is, the Bryce is referring to a case of marrying a girl who will not suffer if she's denied marital relations because she's under bas mitzvah, and his stipulation was to refrain from relations only during the time she was still a girl. Ask the Gemara, Mama Kayim hadar tanya la'ama. So how did the Chacham use the words as a maidservant in the Pasuk? And the Gemara answers, Moicha almana l'kayin gadol, Gusha v'chalutza l'kayin hejet. The answer is for a case if she was a widow and he sold her to a kayin gadol, or if she was a divorcee or a chalutza and he sold her to a regular kayin. How could the Tana of the Braisa learn these cases from the word La'ama as a maidservant, after she'd already been married once, her father no longer controls her to be able to sell her as a maidservant? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yosi Brebun, Tepata Ba'amona Mene Erusin. The answer is, when she was widowed during Erusin, before Nasurin, she was still in her father's control, that he would be able to still sell her. And the Gemara asks a question from a Braisa, V'hatani Meichu Adam Ez Bitoi Le'ishus, V'shoine Le'shifchus. Means a person may sell his daughter into marriage and again a second time if she became widowed or divorced during Eosin, or sell her into servitude and again the second time if she left after 6 years at Yoivol or upon the death of her master, or sell her into marriage after servitude, but what she cannot do, he cannot sell her into servitude after marriage. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tanai inun man de isle almanul kain gadol, isle shfachois acha ishois. It's actually a dispute amongst the Tanaim, tells us Rabbi Yochanan, the Tana who taught the case of a sale of a widow to a kain gadol learns that you can sell into servitude, into avdus, acha ishois after marriage. And man de leisle almanul kain gadol, leisle shfachois acha ishois. But the Tana who did not teach the case of a sale of a widow to a kohen gadol is because he learned that you may not sell into servitude after marriage. The Gemara asks, Mama kaim hadein tanai la'ama. So what does that Tana learn from the word la'ama? Amar Matanya, he answers, Tipate she'a nosui la'achoise, when she was sold to her brother-in-law who was married to her sister, that's the case under discussion. Therefore, she can only serve as a maidservant, but she could never become designated to him. We now bring a baisa, Tani, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Kishem she'ein moicha l'shvachos acha ishus, af lo shvachos acha shvachos. Just as he cannot sell her into servitude after marriage, so too he can't sell her into servitude after servitude. My time with Reb Shimon ben Yochai, what is the reason of Reb Shimon ben Yochai to say this? What's his source? And the answer is, Bevigdoi ba, pam achas hu boged ba, ve'ina boged ba, pam shnia. The Pasuk says in Shmos, Perkof Aleph, Pasuk Ches, as he had betrayed her, and we learn from here, he can betray her only once, but he can't betray her twice. Ask the Gemara, ma mekayimin rabbanon taimed Reb Shimon ben Yochai, what do the rabbanon do with this source of Reb Shimon ben Yochai? And the answer is, Bevigdoi ba, mekeven chepirish talisa aleha, oid ein lavia ba rushus. And we learn from here, once the master has spread his cloak, his beged, over her, which means he's designated her, her father no longer controls her to sell into servitude, means the father cannot sell into servitude after marriage.